And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Rock Ridge High School has its next athletic director as Brock Boehner was officially hired for the role at the school's Board of Education meeting earlier this week, a 1999 Macomb High School graduate. So, Brock, as we start with you, just can you kind of tell us how you feel officially being named the athletic director at Rock Ridge?
It's a really exciting feeling for me. And obviously, you know, I'm leaving home, but at the same time, this is a job that just really interested me. And I kept going back and looking at the posting after I heard about it, talked to my wife and finally decided, you know, this is something, an opportunity that we were really interested in. And I got a really good feeling at the interview. I felt at home. And so I'm just really excited. You know, great tradition up there, very strong athletics programs, and couldn't find anybody that said anything negative about it. So just really grateful and excited for the opportunity.
Well, you mentioned they're kind of leaving home. Now you're a Macomb grad, went to Western Illinois University, and then have been a teacher and coach in the Macomb district for, you know, quite a while now. I think you said nearly 20 years. So what was it that made you want to apply for the job at Rock Ridge? Like, what was it that said, okay, this is something that I would want to do maybe to leave Macomb and go to Rock Ridge?
Well, I got my degree in administration a few years ago, and the intention was, when I did that, was to be an athletic director somewhere down the road. The principal opportunity opened up, and decided to try that. It's been a great experience. Very valuable things that you've learned working with people and kids and parents, and things that you don't always get to do as a teacher. But you know, ultimately, my passion has always been in to be an athletic director. My wife has recently switched jobs from, she worked at Western Illinois University. She now works for the University of Illinois, but she works at home. So it gave us some flexibility. And we've been talking about the possibility of some certain locations that we might want to move our family to if an opportunity showed up that they liked. And this one was there. And, you know, like I told her when I left there after the interview, I don't know if I'll get it, but I really felt at home there, and it's a good place, good facilities. Little thanks to Coach Whiteman, who, you know, is no longer at Rock Ridge, but we didn't know much about the actual school district, so he drove us around and, you know, kind of gave us a tour of everything. It's a big district with a lot of area, but, you know, we were impressed, and so that's how we ended up here.
Well, you mentioned you thought your interview went pretty well, so can you kind of walk us through what the interview process for the position looked like for you?
It was a Monday evening, came up, we did the interview, they walked me around the facilities. I had only really ever been into the main varsity gym. So, I got to see the school and all the other things that they had to offer. You know, looks like a new weight room areas going up in there, lots of good things happening. But the school was very nice. You know, we just built a brand new middle school in Macomb, which is where I'm currently working. But, you know, even being in a building that had been there for a while, it was clearly been upkept. And I just was overly impressed when I left there and had a good feel about it.
So you're a kid who grew up competing in the Olympic Conference. So obviously there's the connection with Rock Ridge there. How much did like that familiarity, you think, help you maybe make the step and say, okay, this is a school district that I'm familiar with, having, you know, competed with them growing up? Did that play much of a role, you think, in helping you maybe want to take this role?
Oh, absolutely. I think familiarity was a big part of what drew me to it. And obviously knowing the history there and the success they've had in the past was a big part of that. I've known a lot of the coaches there. They've all seemed very happy and complimentary of the school and the district. So all those things were there. The facilities, I was always impressed with those when we came up to play in high school, and all the years that we've coached. I just felt like there was good support, good tradition, and lots of things we were looking for.
Well, you mentioned there too, kind of like the lengthy career for you coaching athletics at a few different levels. So can you give us kind of your background in like coaching, what that has looked like for you?
Sure. So I started off as Sean Taylor hired me as a junior high basketball coach when he was the head coach down here. That was a great experience. And he kind of took me under the wing, let me sit on the varsity bench too, kind of learn the ropes with him and Coach Fosdick. Then I was also that same year was the assistant baseball coach with Max Krebs, who was extremely successful, head coach down here at Macomb. So those people really got my foot in the door and got me started. At the same time, then our Legion program was kind of dwindling, and decided to try to take that over. But that was also a good experience, getting to be a head coach at that young of an age. And then I ventured over into being an assistant at Western Illinois for 4 years. I was still teaching, but I could still coach there. Great experience. Our coach actually passed away, Coach Hyman, and so I was actually the interim head coach there for a while as well. And then decided that, starting a family, get back into the high school, it's a little less stress on the schedule. And so then I took over as the head baseball coach and went back into high school basketball as well. And that's kind of where I left off until I became a principal.
So 2 years as a principal, you mentioned the experience you have coaching. I mean, you kind of connect those two, pieces of experience you have. I think it, would be a pretty good predecessor to being an athletic director. So how much do you think your previous experience in those two different roles will kind of help you mold your path as an AD?
I think it's invaluable. I mean, it's different as an admin because you're mainly dealing with a lot more with people and the adult side of it. And, I've learned a lot of lessons from that and what to do and what not to do. The coaching side obviously is really important when you're becoming an athletic director, because you have to kind of understand what the coaches are going through. It's not an easy job. It's a thankless job in most situations. And, they need a lot of support, and they need a lot of, some might need guidance or whatever they need to be successful at that level. But we all know the world of, high school athletics, and it's something I have a passion for. And I think the two things have really helped prepare me, hopefully, to do the best job I can at Rocker Ridge.
And just as we wrap up with you here today, is there anything specific that you're really looking forward to when you begin this position next school year at Rocker Ridge as the athletic director?
I don't even know how to explain it. I'm excited about it. I wake up every day right now really, really excited about the opportunity and hoping that I can help continue the success there. And I was really excited about getting to work with Katie as well. She's obviously, her experience speaks for itself, and people spoke very highly of her, as well as the other people there as well. So I'm really excited about it, and that's about where I can leave it at this moment.
All right. That is new Rock Ridge High School Athletic Director Brock Boehner joining us on WRMJ. Thanks a lot for talking with us today, and looking forward to working with you in your new role at Rock Ridge with us here at WRMJ.
I appreciate it, Ty. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.